We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, we are working our way through the book of Ruth, and we started last week with chapter 1, and we looked specifically at the nature of Naomi's grief, being the fact that she lost her husband, she lost two sons after they had gone to Moab. And now we want to look at the lingering issues in Naomi's heart and life. We could call this the tale of three hearts because of what we see pictured here. Naomi turns to her two daughters-in-laws and tells them, go back to your country. Now, when we look at that, we see a lady who's very bitter about her losses. She tells them, I have no more sons to give you. Go back. Go back to your family. There's one who has a heart that says, I won't go back. I want to stay with you. The Bible expresses it this way, Ruth clave unto Naomi. Naomi pushed back against the two. You go back home. Ruth says, I'm going to go with you. And what does Orpah do? The Bible says she kissed her mother-in-law and went back. And notice this, please, in verse 15, how Naomi describes Orpah. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. That was Naomi's advice to Ruth. Go back to your people. Go back to your gods. She should have been saying, come back with me to the land of promise. But she has not gotten through that wall that's in her life. And we're going to see that as we go through. Aren't you thankful that there are hearts like Ruth? You ever question in your own mind, what's the difference between an Orpah and a Ruth when pushback comes? Orpah was willing, I'll go back to my gods, I'll go back to my family, I'll go back to my people. But Ruth, on the other hand, says, I will not, don't cause me to go back. Listen to verse 12. Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, wouldn't happen. They'd be old by that time. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. What's the difference? Faith. Faith is the difference. She had a hearing ear. She had learned enough about Naomi's God to say, this God is my God. This God is my God. I leave behind all my gods from my youth. All the things I've been taught, I leave all that behind. I want to follow after your God, Naomi. Oh, how we need to pray that God would work in such a way to draw hearts to the place that Ruth was drawn to. And that was, I want your God, Naomi. Do people know who your God is? Now, Naomi, she was not much of a witness, was she? But she still had enough of a witness that Ruth saw that this God was the true and living God. Do people see in us and the way we live and how we converse and how we talk and how we act, do they see the true and living God? Or do they see something else? May God help us to put forth an example today, not tomorrow, not Wednesday, not some other day, but today, may God see in us that we are followers of the true and living God.